Yesterday we had the chance to begin to explore the question of Shmitas Ksafim Zman Hazeh. In the sense of that was the issue that the Gemara had raised in the first question, in responding to the question of how is Hilma Sakin Prusbul, Abaye had given one answer, which was Shmitas Ksafim Zman Hazeh Drabanan, and that's how Hilma was able to be Masakin Prusbul. And who quotes that Gemara LaHalacha? Who quotes Abaye LaHalacha? The Rambam, right? The Rambam says, Perak Tes Halacha Tazayin, how is Hilma Sakin Prusbul? Because Shmitas Zman Hazeh Drabanan, as he already wrote at the beginning of the Perak. And he says, in a Chanami, at a time in Jewish history when Shmitas Ksafim is Daraisa, you cannot have a Prusbul. The Ravid, you'll remember, was very, very bothered. How could the Rambam say that? What was the problem? In telling me that Prusbul works for Shmitas Ksafim Drabanan, he's violating which rule? Except for Yal Kagam, we passing like Rava against Abaye. So how could it be he's passing like Abaye against Rava? Abaye says that, but the Ravid says, but Rava says Hefker Bezin Hefker. In phrasing that question, the Ravid is clear that he read the Gemara as Rashi did, that when Rava, after the second Kasha, that a Kasha and a Teretz from Abaye, another Kasha, another Teretz from Abaye, and then Rava says Hefker Bezin Hefker, the Ravid understood, as Rashi does, that Rava is really responding to both Kashas. Abaye was responding piecemeal to the two Kashas. One teretz to the first kasha, different teretz to the second kasha. Right. Once again, the first kasha had been Prusbul shocking, and Abaye's teretz was Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. The whole Shmiz itself means Drabanan Bizman Hazeh. And we had kasha number two was how do you have a Shmitas Ksafim Drabanan? That's shocking. And Abaye gave a teretz that. What was Abaye's teretz to that? Sheval Tasa. Yishkal Yachkam Laka Dervan Teva Sheval Tasa. And then Rava said, Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So Rashi and the Ravid clearly hold that while Abaye Sheval Tasa, Adif, Sheval Tasa is only referring back to the second Kasha, Rava's Teretz, now I'm referring back to the second kasha of how you create Shmiz Kam Drabanan answers Hefker and Hefker, but also answering the first kasha. How you make a Prusbul? So Rashi says Betherish, and the Ravid is pretty clear as well, that the answer to that also, according to Rava, is Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, which means that Rava is an alternative to Shmiz Kam Drabanan. Oh, give up. So that's the problem. So why is the Rambam not following the ruling of a machlokes Abaye and Rava? Should always pass them like Rava. It's not Yal Kagam, should pass them like Rava. So the Ravid says a tema. The Rambam is forgetting the basic rules of Psak. So what we saw yesterday, and this is where he left off, is there seemed to be in the Nosei Kehim of the Rambam two ways to approach this. So one way is to explain how the Rambam could work with Rashi and the Ravid's assumption. Because again, as I said yesterday, the Ravid's kasha against Ravid's attack, and the Rambam quotes this. And this is what the Rambam quoted. The kasha, first kasha, and Abaye's teretz. So when the Ravid says, well, why didn't he quote Rava's teretz? So the Radvaz's answer, so Radvaz says, look, the Ravid's kasha, why didn't he quote Rava, is based on two assumptions. One of which is that Abaye v'Rava hilchasek Rava. And number two, that this is a machlokas, Abaye and Rava. So the Radvaz attacks that first assumption, that we ought to paskin like a Rava and a machlokas, Abaye and Rava, which we thought, yeah, man. Aleph Beis, Radvaz had said, well, it's a limited principle. It's only when they're giving their own, they have a new case, they're giving their own svaris about the case. And maybe they're bringing rayos, but fundamentally it's vidinav shayhu. They're arguing of what's, I have my shita and you have your shita. But if the Radvaz claims, if it's a machlokas hadiv miyashiv a kasha and a mishnah, then there's no rule. Then maybe pass like Abaye, maybe pass like Rava. There is no rule, and it's open, and then you have to figure out which is the more compelling answer. That's what the Radvaz said. leaving aside, allowing the Rav, answering the Ravitz Kasha on his own assumptions. That in the Hanami, Rava is arguing with Abai, but there's a reason why here you're allowed to argue with Abai. That's the Radvaz. The Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Korkas, they're going to go broader, and that's what we're going to look at right now. But first, a question. Keith? Okay. The Mari Korkas and Yosef Karo in his Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, they say, no. The answer is, Not that the Rambam disagrees with the Ravid's Hanacha that Rava Vabaye Hilchasa Karava, but that the Rambam disagrees with the Ravid's Hanacha that there is a Machlokas Abaye in Rava here. And they say, no, we think that the Rambam read the Gemara the way Tosus did. Tosus already on the Gemara reads, points out that they don't like Rashi's read. Rashi had said in Lamed Vav of days, by Rava Omar, Rashi had said explicitly, Rav is responding to both issues. Rav is explaining how you can have a Shemitah Ksav Mizvah Zed Rabban if you hold like Rebbe, and also explaining how you can have Prusbul even if you hold like Rebbe. The Rashi had said that, the Ravid had said that, but the Kesef Mishnah and Mari Korkas said, yeah, but take a look at Tosfos. Take a look inside. I mean, they literally, look inside. Lamed Vav Amud Alav. The opening kasha number one. So Tosfos says, Hashtel, the very first thing Tosfos says, Hashtel lo bai rava lishanuye ahach kusha de hefker bezin hefker. Kid the mishani basar hachi. Tosfos addresses the core issue. Number one, he says, Rava is not giving hefker bezin hefker. Tosfos is making it clear there is only one answer to this, unlike Rashi, like the Ravid. The only answer is Shmitas Ksav Mizvah Zed Rabbanan. And then Tosfos is following up with the question of why. Well, why didn't? That's the question which we have begun. Why didn't Rav already give the answer earlier? So the Rashi Ravid said, he did, Gedalik. But if he didn't, Tosfos says he didn't, and according to someone else that came to the Rambam said he didn't, so why Taka didn't he? So there are two different things going on in this Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos Rush, it's a little bit clearer. There are two different things going on. It gets a little confusing. I want to focus on one more than the other. Tosfos has two ways of thinking about... Tosfos gives an answer. Let me just sort of put it on the side. Tosfos is going to raise... Tosfos is going to raise an issue that the Rashi and Tosfos debate in Makkos as well, which is maybe Prusbul works min haTorah. That's a whole other way of thinking about this. Maybe Prusbul works min haTorah. It's certainly not the simple reading of our Gemara, because our Gemara is bothered. How is Hillel Masakin a Prusbul? And you have to explain that. So the simple reading of our Gemara is that Prusbul is Drabbanan, and we're working to figure out how did Hillel have the authority, the power to make such a dindraban. But it's a possibility. Tosfos raises here as a possibility. Rashi Makkos talks about this possibility that maybe Prusbul is daraisa. How could Prusbul be daraisa? Well, we saw earlier that there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about, and it's quoted at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. If you take a look, the Mishnah and Shavias, Perigud, Mishnah Beis, Hamalvas Chavero, Mos Al Hamashkon. A fellow lends money and takes a mashkon. If you take a mashkon, your loan is shmita proof. Okay. Or if you hand over your shtaros to Beis Din, shmita proof. So that sounds a little bit like a prusbul. The Tosfos is going to raise the possibility of maybe a prusbul, maybe that includes prusbul. So maybe prusbul is also deraisa, which changes everything. The Tosfos could go on to say, maybe it's not the same as Prusbul. The Tosfos Rush expands on that. It may be very different, because most of Shoros, number one, Tosfos raises possibility, maybe most of Shoros plays in selfless Rabbanan, okay. And more to the point, and halacha lamaisa, Moshe Sharos to Lebezdin, which probably is daraisa, there is a drush in the Sefer for that. That's where I actually hand over specific chovos, perhaps actually physically hand the shtar to Bezdin. Certainly there are chovos that have a shtar, and I'm giving specific chovos to the Bezdin. If you did a prusbol, we did a prusbol the other week, you saw it's a very generic. You're not actually presenting specific loans. You're certainly not presenting any documents. You do not have to itemize all the loans to the Bezdin. You don't have to. They don't even have to be chovos with a shtar at all. So that's what the Tosa Rush develops, and that's how we assume the halacha that the prusbol is rabbanon. It's a simple reading of our Gemara. Prusbol is rabbanon. Moser shows to the Bezdin is a higher level. You're actually involved in the Bezdin very, very significantly. I say to the Bezdin, here are my shtaros, you collect. Yeah, then it's really out of my hands. A prusbol, I'm just involving the Bezdin a little bit. It's similar. It smells like Moser shows to the Bezdin. It's similar, but it's not the same thing. It does not work. Now, Torah, some of you shown and point out that that's why the Mishnah says Moser Shovs Lebezin and Meshamtin, and then it says Prusbol is not Meshamet, as though they are two separate things, because indeed we assume the halacha, the Rishonim debate this, we assume the halacha that Prusbol is Rabbanan, even though Moser Shovs Lebezin is Daraisa. Again, because Moser Shovs Lebezin is a much more intensive process which would work Minatorim. Actually, handing it to the Chovos with the Shtar, I'm actually handing the Shtar to the Bezin, I'm certainly itemizing my Chovos to the Bezin. Okay, the Tosus raised that as a possibility, but I want to focus on a different line in Tosus, which he says first. Which he says, how come Rava didn't, if you hold like Tosus and the Kesef Mishnah's Rambam, how come Rava didn't answer Hefker Bezin Hefker? So Tosus says one answer, the Kesef Mishnah, the Mari Kurkus, give a different answer. Again, why? The question with which we began, how come Hefker Bezin Hefker isn't the answer to Prusbol? So Tosva says, here we are a few lines in, Tosva says, Mi, Vamadav, Vamadav, Hashalo, Bai Rebbe Lishanu, Ehach Kusha, De Hefker Bezin Hayefker, Kidimashani Basra Hachi. He only gave Hefker Bezin Hefker as a Teret Tekash number two, Shmitz Tzav Drabban. He did not give us a Teret Tekash number one. He did not use Hefker Bezin Hefker to explain Hillel's power to create Prusbol. Again, maybe Rava thinks that Prusbol is daraisa. So there is no kasha. That seems to be one suggestion that Tosa is making later on. But here, to the first Tosa says the following: Mishum dekashile delohayelo lehillel lakar shvius shehi daraisa. Hillel shouldn't be oker din daraisa. If Shemitah's Ksafim is Daraisa, Hillel shouldn't be Oker a Davar min HaTorah. That's what Tosfos says. And if you look, turn back to the Rambam, the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam do quote that. You take a look in the Mari Kurkus. In the middle of Mari Kurkus and Tazayin, he says, so Rabbeinu, he says, he presents that the Rambam thinks Rava isn't responding to the first kasha, that Rambam holds like Tosfos. Bizman shashvias min ha-Torah lo haylo lehil l'sakenu l'lamed l'asos davar shivatel v'yakarbo hashmatzes ksafim shitzivis ha-Torah. It would be wrong, this is the first explanation the Mari Kurkus gives, the same as Tosfos, that it would be wrong of Hillel to be Oker Shmitas Ksafim Daraisa. I would hope that you're very bothered and troubled by Tosfos. Why? What troubles you?
The whole reason was they wouldn't be over the
Daraisa. But that takes us back to the Sugi Nivamas. It's true. Rabba holds in general the Chacham do not have the power to be Oker Davrim HaTorah. It's true that in general Chazal cannot tell a Jew to violate a Daraisa for the sake of a Drabbanan, but
Rava agreed that there are exceptions. Yesh koach lakar b'sheva al tasa. Yesh koach lakar b'hefker bezen hefker. So what's Tosa saying? Well, Rava wasn't going to say that hefker bezen hefker is the reason why you have a prizbul, because after all, Hillel wouldn't want to be oker Shemitah's Ksafon, which is in the Torah. But that's the whole point. Yesh koach lakar with hefker bezen hefker. I mean, it's the same as how do you create Shemitah Ksafon drabanan? That's also not Kira's Davar. You're telling people not to pay their loans back. That's also a violation of a daraisa. All of a sudden, it says, oh, you can't be oker davar. With a hefker bez and hefker, you can't be oker davar. Isn't that beferish a gemar yivamas peites and beis that you can? One of the cases where you can be oker davar min haTorah is hefker bez and hefker. So what's Tosa saying? Who wouldn't want to undo? Who wouldn't want to be oker shmita stuffin, which is a din daraisa? Hefker bez nefker. No? That's shocking Tosas. That's the whole point of Hefker bez nefker. The Chazal do have the Koach Lakar Dover if it's Hefker bez nefker. What do you say, Shaul David?
He's not saying you can't. He's saying you kind of wouldn't want. Maybe he's saying don't do it institutionally.
Oh, good. So Shaul David is very sensitive. Says he didn't say he couldn't, say lo ratza, which is fascinating language. He wouldn't want to. It sounds like he could, but he wouldn't want to. Ah, but the question is, well, now it begs the question. So why did he not want to do it over here? But he did want to do it over here. So you're on to something. You have to start pulling that thread more. Yeah, Zev?
You said there's two different types of ways to explain what after is. Could be supposed to say that after is and after is more like
so you're on to something. I think when we get to Mari Kurkis, the second answer, I think he is addressing maybe what you're thinking about, that there are two different flavors of Hefker Bez Nefker. But again, Hefker Bez Nefker definitely, the Gemara is clear in Yevamos, it gives Chazal the right to tell Jews to not follow what would have been the Din Daraisa in a Dinim Amnes context. That's the whole point. That Hefker Bez Nefker is one of the exceptions that Rabbah agrees to. And that's why Rabbah is quoting it. So, and that's why he's using it to say, we're going to create Shemitah Ksafon and Drabbanan. We're going to tell you, Drabbanan, don't pay back loans in Minatari Mechayiv to pay. Why? Hefker Bez Nefker. So why can't we say Prizbul works based on Hefker Bez Nefker? So the Yisrael Dabre got us sensitive to the language, which is very, very important in general, and here in particular, both to Tosas and the Mari Kurkis. Lohayalo, and Tosas says Lohayalo, Hillel shouldn't, he ought to not be Oker Shvius, which is Daraisa. And that's a little vague. And you were right to say, well, the Mari Kurkis, he adds a little bit. Again, the Mari Kurkis, like 8 lines down or so. Lohayalo lehillel lesakenu lelameid lasos davar. It would be wrong for him to do something to get rid of the Shemitah's Ksafim that the Torah is Mitzavah, which is very similar to language in Tosis. Later in Tosis, after he discusses is Prizbul Daraisa, is Prizbul Draban, is the same as most of Shav Surveys or not. Mikamakam Lohayalo la Sos Takana, Lilamed la Soskin, Shebitel Bekach. Shemitah's Ksafim Shetzivus Torah. Very dramatic. The Mevalto, the Shemitah's Ksafim, which the Torah commanded. So now, the Taz, the answer, the understanding of this approach of Tosas, may lie in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. There is a Taz. Here in Siman Tov Kuf Peches in the packet. Shulchan Aruch says, quotes a din, that if those who learned Rosh Hashanah this past summer, no doubt saw this. In the third parak, or the original address is the opening mission of the fourth parak. Yom Tzivtzim Simen Tavkuv Peiches in Arachaim Sefei Shulchan Aruch says Yom Tzivtzim Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yis B'Shabbes and Token B'Shofar. Opening mission of the last parak is no Tzivtzim Shofar. Shabbos Gemara's discussion of why Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's a Din Drabban. The Gemara entertains the possibility it's Daraisa, but the Maskana Gemara says Minator you do blow Shofar any day of the week. Midrabanan you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Why not? Why did Chazal make this Gezerah de Rava? Because they're concerned that what? It may lead to the carry, right? So,
and that again, we discussed this earlier in the Zman. That's one of the examples of Akira's Davar B'Shev Al Tasa. The Taz has an interesting question. He says, one second. So you're telling me that when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, we say don't blow shofar, even though first day Rosh Hashanah shofar is Daraisa. Don't blow shofar. Why? Gzeira Hashem Yavirin Dalam B'Shev Al Tasa. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out, the three other days of the week that nowadays, that Rosh, the first day Rosh Hashanah can fall out are Monday, or Tuesday, or Thursday, in which case we do blow shofar. Would we play a violin on Rosh Hashanah if it's a Monday or Tuesday or Thursday? No, that's a din d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Gzeira Hashem Yisakin Klei Shir. We're worried that you may end up tuning it, may end up fixing it. If you like to play musical instruments, you may violate, whether it's Maki V'Patish, wherever the Malacha is, of B'Masakin Klei Shir. That is us, Rami Drabban, on any Shabbos and any Yom Tov, any day of the week that a Yom Tov falls out on. So, Frek the Taz, what about Shofar on Rosh Hashanah on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Thursday? Why is it only Shabbos? The Taz asks, here you see the Magen Avraham is in the Tosis position, the Taz is in the Rashi position, he wraps around below, and a couple lines before the bottom, he asks that question. He quotes the Mizrahi had this question. Why not make a Gzera? Shemi Sakin Klei Shir. He says he doesn't like the Mizrahi's answer. Herich Bezel Vasoflo Tiritz Klum. Ouch. That's quite an editorial. He says the Mizrahi wrote about it for a long time, but he doesn't think the Mizrahi thought he gave an answer, but the Taz didn't think Mizrahi's answer amounted to much. He's about to tell you what the answer is. First, and answer number one is, well, maybe that's not really called shir, that's not musical. And then he says, Od Nira Lulatarates, the second, begins second word line, Eilem Ligzar Velako Legamre Devar Torah Shed Sivsa Leskoa Biyomazet. If it's Shabbos, Lomas Akar Legamre. Says, you can, this is an idea that Taz develops several other places in Shulchan Aruch, based, I believe, on his, if I remember correctly, on his father-in-law, the Bach. And ultimately, I think more recent Svarim point out the Tosfos Rush has this idea that it's true that Yesh Koach Laker B'Shev Al Tasa, Yesh Koach Laker B'Hefker Bezen Hefker, but that's well, sorry.
It's not the Rush, but it's Savi Darban Lekula. Then you have no Dalakosos
because you're talking about it's okay. Similar Svara. This is a level of Daraisa. That's about Drabanans, but this is a level of Daraisa similar Svara. He says, you cannot, Chazal of the right to, this so, Pasuk says, don't blow shofar. So the Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us that means any day of the week, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out. But if I say don't blow shofar on Shabbos, I'm not directly gunning out against the Pasuk. I'm not voiding the Pasuk. The Pasuk said blow shofar. It's true. In general, you're going to blow shofar, but not on Shabbos. But Chazal, so that Chazal of the right to do, if they have a Hefker Bezen Hefker, if they have a Sheval Tasa. But in a scenario where they're going to totally undo the whole pasuk, that they don't have the right to do. So to be okay, davar mafurish b'kra, that they cannot do even with a Sheval Tasa, even with a Hefker Bezen Hefker. So I would suggest that's what Tosis and the Mari Kurkus are saying. Answer number one to why didn't, if Rava wasn't answering the first kasha, why didn't he? The answer was, well, he didn't want to be okay. Shmita's Ksav Bishit Sivsa Torah, he is Oker. With Shmita's Ksav and Drabban, we're Oker the din of paying back your loans, but not completely. Probably what Tosis means is like this Taz, that you can't be Oker the whole Shmita's Ksav Bishit Sivsa Torah. You can avoid the whole Pasuk in the Chumash. The Torah says, Shamo Kaba Mashe Yado, we're going to make a prizbul, and no one's doing Shmita's Ksav, and that can't be. To chip away, to say sometimes you won't blow shofar, sometimes you won't shake lulav, sometimes you won't pay back your debts, that's something that, if you have a Hefker Bezen Hefker, or Shev Al Tasa, Chazal have the right to be oker. They can be oker, dinim daraisa, but not to be oker, the full simple meaning of a davar hamafurish b'kra. I believe that is what Tosis is saying, and that would be, If you think that the Rava is not referring back to the first Kasha, which is the position of Tosos and Rambam Lefi Kesef Mishnah and Mari Gorkas, again, to X this out, that Rava is not going back to the first Kasha. Why not? Why not? So, Teretz number one, which is Tosos and the Mari Gorkas, is, I believe, it's because that would be an Akiras Mefurish Bekra. There's another answer also, and the time that remains, let's touch on one other answer to this kasha, and maybe even a lick of the nafkamina lahalacha in this conversation. And that will take us back to what Zev was touching on before. The Mari Kurkos goes on to say a second answer, which also the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe slightly different language. So let's go back to that Mari Kurkos. If you're scholarly, maybe it's the Mari Kurkos. I'm not sure. But we call him Mari Kurkos. The Gam. Picking up where we left off, let's see the Kesef Mishnah says. Let's see the Mari Kurkos. The Gam ki hu hefker gadol. It's a big hefker. Shemotzi in mamo mizeh v'nosin lezeh. Because this is a big hefker. You're taking money away from one person and giving it to another person. That's a big hefker. That's the second reason for why Rava wouldn't say hefker bez hefker to explain prusbul. No, because prusbul is a big hefker. It's taking away from one and giving to another. Isn't that how hefker bez hefker always works? You take away from one and you give to another. You look at the Kesef Mishnah, he seems to be saying the same thing. Rabbeinu, here we are like six lines off the bottom of the Kesef Mishnah. Rabbeinu Mishnah, first to finish Hatosis. This is where he formulates, the Rama holds like Tosis against Rashi and Ravid. Lo koi, elami ikamidi de midaraisi lo mashamid. Rava's only responding to the second Kasha. The time of why? Kevin shein ha-mamun biyado, hifkiruhu beizdin. Lahotzi miyado, shalokidin Torah. That they would not be masakid. What did he just say? What he just said is that there's two flavors of hefker bezin hefker. And this is a big achronish discussion. Ksais Nasivis and others, Tumim. I think this is maybe what Zev was driving at before. Hefker bezin hefker comes in two flavors. One is to say it's not yours. That pencil, no longer basically is going to declare no longer nor yours. You leave the base, swarm around the base medrash for 2 years after leave yeshiva. Hefker bezin hefker, they're not yours. That's basically being mafkir. That's a weaker level. A stronger level is not just to say it's not yours, but they say now it belongs to Eitan, whichever Eitan we're talking about. Now it belongs to Cohen, whichever Cohen we're talking about. Now it belongs to Natan, and so on and so forth. Now it belongs to Avram, whichever Avram we're talking about. Right? So that's a higher level of Hefker Bezin Hefker, or they're actually Makne La'acherim. Now, the difference is, to say that Hefker Bezin Hefker, at least on Daraisa level, only means Lahafkir, that means a Bezin can do what the owner themselves can do. I can verbally make something no longer mine. But I cannot, as the owner, verbally make it yours. Opening Rambam and Sefer Kinyan, Eina Mekach Nikne Bedvarim. I can't just say that this is yours, we have to do a Maisa Kinyan. So to the weaker level of Hefker Bezin Hefker, it's just that the Bezin can operate the same way the owners operate, Lahafkir. The more robust, the stronger type of Hefker Bezin Hefker, Lahaktos Lahacherim, means the Bezin is actually more than the owner, that the Torah gave the Bezin full authority over assets and ownership. The Rajba makes it sound, and the footnotes they point out, some of the Yamshel Shlomo says this, that the two drushes that the Gemara goes on to have here for Hefker, Bez, and Hefker sound like they break along these lines. Because the first drusha from Ezra was about rendering your assets not yours, merely lahafkir. The second drusha is actually about not just it's not yours, but it belongs to him, lahaknos. That's the more robust. The Rashba sounds like he's saying, he's beginning that discussion of the what this pasuk maybe refers to this understanding. And the footnotes they point out, the Marshal Yom Shoshoma said, yeah, that's the machlokas. And that, Rabbi Osai, might be exactly what the Mari Korkas and the Kesav Mishnah are saying in answer number two. That's the difference between kasha number two and kasha number one. You could be so kind as to indulge me for 90 seconds. We'll wrap this up. Kasha number two is easier to say hefker bez nefker. Kasha number one is harder. Why? Because kasha number two, shmitas ksafim, is a takana that who does what? That no one does anything. Shmitas ksafim drabanan means that the love does not pay back. Halove eno poreya. But prusbo means that the malve is gove. So, shmitas ksafim drabanan means you have the money, you keep the money. Midrabanan, they void the loan. That's just a shmitas, that's a weaker, easier, hefker present hefker, lahafkir. You owe the money. You know, hold on to your money. Don't give it to him. It'll stay where it is inertially. That's merely a hefker present hefker, lahafkir. But to drive prusbul, you're giving the malva the right to take it away from the other guy. I mean, you're being makne the lovez assets. Bezen are being makne the lovez assets to the malva. That requires a more robust, a stronger type of hefker bezen hefker. And that's the machlokas achronim, is hefker bezen hefker lahaknos. Is that doraisa or not? And the Mari Korkas gets a misunderstanding that it's not. And that's why Rava only gives hefker bezen hefker for the second kasha, but not for the first kasha. And why is all this halacha l'maisa? Why is all this halacha l'maisa? So we don't have time to look inside in the Gemara later in Mat Gittin and the Rabbeinu Baruch and Sefer HaTruma quoted twice by the Gru and Simon Shin Lam and Aleph. But suffice it to say, there's discussion later in Gittin about whether or if a non-Jew owns land in Eretz Yisrael, is it still governed by the mitzvah tluyas baretz? Is yesh kinin lenachri lahafki miday kedushas aretz or not? Lahafki miday trumas amaisers or not? If a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, is that land bound by mitzvah tluyas baretz? A big discussion. Rabbeinu Baruch holds, and the Shulchan Aruch Gra points the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass in that way, that if on the daraisa level, it's still chayiv, but if it's only chayiv drabanan, then not. And that's why, for the heter mechira to work, to say that if we sell the land to the nachri, then you're allowed to farm that land, the dinim of shmita don't apply, that presumes that shmita b'zman hazeh is drabanan. A nafkamina lahalacha in our sugya, nafkamina lahalacha in the nitty-gritty mechanics of shakavataria, machlekes, between Rashi and the Ravid versus Tosfos, a suffix, whereas Ramhold, does this teretz go back on the first kasha, the second kasha? It sounds so limited to Shaka Vataria, but there's incredibly enormous nafka mina lahalacha. Because if Rava is answering the first kasha, then as the Ravid pointed out, that means Rava isn't convinced that Shmita Bizman is Rabbana. Abai is assuming that we pass them like Rebbe, because the whole notion of Prusbul implies we pass them like Rebbe. Shmita b'zman zez drabanan. That's what Abai says. Rava, if he's disagreeing, isn't bound by that. So for Rashi and the Ravid, it's conceivable that we should paskin the Shmita b'zman zez is daraisa. But for Tosfos and the Rambam, according to Kesef Mishnah Mari Korkas, you're going to have to say, as Rambam indeed did say, there is only one answer to Prusbul. The existence of Prusbul therefore implies Vipassana Grebi, Shemitah B'zan Zez Rabbanan, Nafkamina Bin, then you can begin to talk about Yesh Kinyan B'yad Nachri, Lahafkiyah Medei Trumas Semaisers, Lahafkiyah Medei Shviyas. The whole Heter Mechira is built on the assumption that we're convinced Vipassana Grebi, that Shemitah B'zan Zez Rabbanan, and that in turn all the halacha lamaisa is built on the cheshbin of the shaka of the tarya. The halacha lamaisa flows from learning the sugya well. Shikai Chavrim,
thanks so much for gevaldika opening zman.